Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy Mark scores, Chris Ranji with you on a Tuesday, and joining us now, as he does every Tuesday, is Bernie Miklas, KMOX sports contributor, and of course the Bernie Miklas Report is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Hey, Bernie, how are you? Are you the another snowed in person here in St. Louis?
Yeah, I was just talking about it. You know, I'm voluntarily snowed in.
Nice.
Like I don't have to leave. So what reason would there be to leave? Right.
I think you're doing your civic duty. You're given space.
That's right. And it's my wife's birthday on Thursday. So we do have dinner reservations. And by then, I think at least in the cities, at least some of the roads will be cleared. So we will get to that dinner. It's pretty close to home anyway.
Nice.
And by the way, if you live in the county, the St. Louis County Transportation Organization has tweeted within the last hour that the plows are being deployed in subdivisions throughout the county with a stubborn combination of ice and snow coating the pavement. Our progress will necessarily be slow but steady. We thank residents for their patience. So you're all being thanked for being patient.
That's good. I'm not sure what's going on in the city in St. Louis, but that applies to a lot of things. Anyway, let's move on, right?
I would say slow and not so steady for a lot of things.
Yeah.
We're not really sure if we're moving at this point. But
right.
Hey, speaking of not being sure if they're moving, Nolan Arenado didn't want to go to Houston, but apparently is willing to waive a no-trade clause if he were to head to Fenway Park in the Boston Red Sox. What do you make of that and the odds of him actually ending up in Boston?
Well, it's interesting. You know, this is the third team that he has flirted with, one time directly with the Dodgers, and then he had, well, another time he flirted with the Yankees because Yankees fans who were writing on social media, hey, come join Goldie, we'd reunite in the Bronx. It would be awesome. He liked all those comments, so that was his way of saying, yeah, I like that idea. And, now it's they sent word to two really good baseball writers at MassLive.com that Boston would be a preferred destination. In other words, sending the word, like, don't worry about whether he'll invoke his no-trade clause. Oh, he will come to Boston. So this is like basically the third team he's tried to campaign for to attract interest. And as far as we can tell, unless there's something that comes out of the blue, it's a really limited market. And it might be a matter of Boston or bust. And even that's not even that's got a lot of complications, because if Boston wins out in the bidding for Alex Bregman to play third base, well, they'll have no use for Arenado. And then after that, I would make him remaining in St. Louis as the strong betting choice, right? In one way, it's kind of strange that there isn't more of a market. But number two, if you see his offensive decline and the salary commitment, I can understand why there's a lot of other teams that are just taking a pass on this.
Yeah, it's not all that hard to figure out if the market is low for him. But if you had to, would you be more surprised or less surprised if he's still in a Cardinals uniform in February?
I'd be less surprised now. I would have thought, I think I've said this before, you know, that I would have thought, given the baseball winter meetings with John Mozeliak, was very upfront about their desire to, or their intention to trade Nolan Arenado. I thought it was probably 90% that he'd be traded, but there just isn't a robust market for him. And that's the reality. I mean, people see that he's going to be 34 years old. His offensive game has declined two consecutive years. He's still an elite defender, but how much do you really want to pay for defense? Any kind of gamble on our end would be because you really covet his defense, and it would be silly if teams expect him to all of a sudden, you know, turn back the clock and become a fearsome hitter again.
Bernie, looking around the division, we saw this within the last couple of days, Gavin Lux ending up with the Cincinnati Reds. Kind of know what other teams have been doing in the division so far. Does it change much about how you look at the National League Central?
Well, I would put it, handicap it this way, and there's still a long way to go in the offseason, as we know, but I would say Chicago Cubs would be the favorite. Look, I'm not going to make the mistake of downgrading Milwaukee because they traded Devin Williams. Milwaukee's an incredibly resourceful organization, very, very smart. It's the Cubs and the Brewers. After that, I think the team that's moving up is Cincinnati because they have actually upgraded their roster this offseason. And the most important position was hiring Terry Francona as the manager. And so I would think the Cardinals would be behind those three teams and probably good enough to still stay above the Pirates, but we'll have to see. Because we'll have to see if the Cardinals plan to add any pitching bullpen help, whether the Cardinals subtract any more salary because Arenado is going to stay. Maybe that means they're more strongly inclined to trade Eric Fetty or Ryan Helsley and to try to dump Steven Matz. So the Cardinals, it's a little bit static with them. Right now I would slot them fourth behind the Cubs, Brewers, and Reds.
Yeah, I never really know what to think of Cincinnati because they have had this good young core of talent, but I've always felt like they're not going to do enough to supplement that talent. I don't feel like they typically do. The Pirates never have. That's just how they operate. So, I guess looking at the rosters now, losing Goldschmidt, the Cardinals losing Goldschmidt, potentially Arenado, I suppose they're probably the fourth best team in the division. It's rough to look at it that way. That's the reality of the situation at the moment.
Well, it is, and here's the thing about the Reds. They have added some talent this offseason, and as I mentioned, I mean, Terry Francona is one of the greatest managers in the modern era. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, you know, with Gavin Lux, they have some flexibility because he can play a lot of different positions, and they're also going to be getting Matt McClain back, who's a really good second baseman who also can play other positions. And I think that The problem with the Reds is it's been twofold. I'll be brief on this because this points to why you're skeptical of them, which I totally understand. They have been an absolutely horrendous defensive team, just absolutely horrendous. And the second thing is, frankly, even though David Bell's a good guy, they have been poorly managed. So a lot changes with Francona there because now they're going to have one of the best managers of his time, and they're also – and one of the things he will do is clean up their defense.
Hey, Bernie, switching over to St. Louis Blues hockey. And by the way, they do have a game tonight against the Minnesota Wild at 7 p.m. Kind of funny to hear what Chris Ranji brought up is that the Blues are moving three games to Channel 4 from FanDuel Sports Network. So it's the first time in more than a decade and a half that the Blues will have a game aired on an over-the-air station in the local market. And I grew up watching Blues hockey on Channel 11, but we also didn't have cable until I was like 17. So the first thing I would do at the beginning of each season, look at the schedule and see how many games I would get to see on Channel 11. Is it weird to you that they're throwing three games on local over-the-air TV now?
I like it. I mean, it's a throwback thing. But if you look around professional sports, there are, I can't name them off the top of my head, but there are more and more teams that are starting to move some of their TV package to over-the-air TV rather than cable or satellite or streaming. So I think that's actually a really good development, and maybe it'll have a little bit of a different look or feel. I was smiling to myself when you were talking about this, Amy, because I was thinking Does that mean Ken Wilson's coming back to do those skits, right?
And the Bud Ice Penguins. The doobie doobie doo.
Oh, I forgot about those.
And Ken Wilson's voice. Oh my gosh, those were, I tell you what, Bernie, I was living the good life. 13, 14 years old, watching Channel 11, Ken Wilson and Joe Micheletti. Ah,
got it. I know.
Was the best.
I know. Hey, I'm thinking, and this probably won't happen because, again, the last thing I want to do is be disrespectful to John Kelly and Jamie Rivers. It's really not about them. But I would hope by moving some games to KMOV that maybe those games would have a bit of a different look and a different sound, that it wouldn't be just the typical. And the Blues broadcast is very good, don't get me wrong, but it just wouldn't sort of be what we've been used to seeing. They would throw in some new things to maybe make it more interesting. So we'll see. I doubt that will happen, but we'll see.
I know we've talked about the broadcast rights for sports before and the way they're going. You know, you're seeing more games on Amazon Prime, whether it's NFL or whatever, baseball played around with MLB or on Apple TV Plus. So there are different streaming services that are holding these different sports. For a lot of people, it's too much. You don't want to have to subscribe to every single service in order to get all the sports you want. Do you imagine it will just continue to go this way and people are going to have to suck it up? And if they want all the sports, they'll have to have all of these packages? Or will there be some sort of breaking point here?
Well, that's a great question. I would say the answer, and it sounds like, you know, BS, but the answer is yes and no, because first of all, we're going to see more and more streaming services jumping into this business. I mean, I'm convinced Netflix will have a Super Bowl at some point relatively soon. And there's even more parceling out and bringing other streaming services into it. So that's the yes part. I think it will actually continue and it will actually be more widespread, the streaming, the amount of streaming. But the no part is, frankly, you can get around it if you take out a free trial for a month or so. You can watch the game or games you want. You're not obligated to continue streaming that particular service. And you can go back to whatever way you've been getting your game. So there's always a little bit of way to get around it. I don't know what the breaking point is. I really don't. But there certainly will be stressing sports fans' patience if this proliferation continues. There's no doubt about it.
My patience is stressed. I made this huge announcement at the beginning of the season that Hockey Amy is back, and Hockey Amy cannot figure out how to watch the Blues game.
Well, there are three games coming up next month and the month after you can watch on Channel 4.
I mean, this is insane. And then, like, I get, you know, it was Bally Sports and it's FanDuel, so you do all the rigmarole there to deal with it. And then now it's on TNT or ESPN, and I thought it was through Disney Plus, but I don't have Disney Plus, so I logged in with someone else's. Well, I don't think that person has ESPN Plus with Disney Plus. And I mean, honest to goodness, I have really struggled this year.
I don't blame you. I was like that with Cardinals baseball in 2024 because I just didn't want to take on another streaming service because at that point I had DirecTV, and DirecTV and Bally Sports Midwest could not come to terms. So I lost Cardinals games through my DirecTV package. So you know what I did? I waited until after the game. I would listen to it on the radio. I would monitor it that way. And I would wait till well after the game because then I knew it would be on MLB.TV. And I would stay up till 1 a.m., 1:30 in the morning watching the Cardinals game. But the thing about recording games, it's actually I prefer it because you can move through the slow parts. You know, you're sort of not captive to watching everything live. You can kind of zip it along a little bit.
That's funny.
Real quick, Bernie, before we say goodbye here, yesterday is what they called Black Monday in the NFL. That's when everybody gets fired. Is there a candidacy or is there an organization that you're really looking for to see what they do at head coach?
Well, the number one free agent is Mike Vrabel. I don't think there's any question about that. He's a really good head coach. He did a lot more with Tennessee than any coach had done down there since the early years of Jeff Fisher. And they kind of ran him off because the owner didn't like him personally or something. That's why Robert Kraft did something that was perceived to be really harsh, which it was harsh. I mean, he hired Gerard Mayo to replace Bill Belichick and then gave him one season and out. You know, he's fired after one season. That's not necessarily fair. But it's kind of like the Blues with Jim Montgomery. Robert Kraft knew that if he didn't fire Gerard Mayo, as harsh as it seemed, he would lose out on his chance to get Mike Vrabel, who was a Patriots Hall of Famer and a perfect fit for the Patriots. So if he didn't act, just like Doug Armstrong would have been slow to bring in Jim Montgomery, the worst thing that happened to the Patriots is they lose Vrabel to the Bears or they lose him to some other team. I don't know what your Bears are going to do, though. I would be very concerned.
Screw it up.
I would be very concerned.
Oh, I'm totally concerned. There's no doubt in my mind they will make the wrong choice. No doubt.
And the thing about the NFL that's so bizarre to me, and it's been going on during my entire lifetime, recycled coaches. Well, why are people interviewing Rex Ryan? Why are people interviewing Ron Rivera? You know, it's just like what. Look at all the outstanding young coaches and the head coaches in the NFL. There's a bunch of them. Why do you recycle stuff that's not worked in other places? I don't get it.
Yeah. Owners go with what's familiar to them, and these guys are old. That's what happens. Hey, Bernie, we will talk to you on Thursday. Tell us about our friends at Saliga.
It's always great being with you guys. Saliga Heating and Cooling has been around since 1927. It's an independent American Standard heating air conditioning dealer that has been taking care of our family for 16 years. So we're part of the generations of St. Louis families who have come to appreciate, respect, and call on Saliga Heating and Cooling. And they also have that top-of-the-line industry-leading American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment as an added bonus. They do residential work, of course, but they also do commercial work, all makes and models. They have some other services that aren't part of heating and cooling. And you can look at that at the website, SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. There's a long list of services, so you can scan that to see if any of this stuff interests you or applies to you. You also should consider becoming a member of the Priority Club. That's what the Mikluses have done, and we're very happy being a member of the Priority Club. It's a maintenance program, and the benefits are pretty significant, we have come to believe. The preventative maintenance will give you peace of mind that everything is safe, that everything is secure. You're not going to have any problems with your heating or cooling. You will benefit economically because maintenance does, in fact, extend equipment life. So you're not always having stuff break down and having to buy new and more expensive equipment. And most of all, you can trust Saliga with their service 100%. And I always say, you know, for a business that opened in 1927, the same family owns it. Do you think they'd still be going strong in 2025 unless they were excellent at what they do and unless they were completely trustworthy? So as you can tell, I'm a big fan of Saliga Heating and Cooling. Finance options are available subject to credit approval. So for all of this information, including the phone number, go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com, SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. Thank you.